USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New York, National Guard troops have been dispatched to New Rochelle, where there are now more than 100 cases of the coronavirus. Also, in Washington State, where 25 of the 30 U.S. deaths have occurred, the governor is imposing some of the strictest requirements in the country for older adults at all long-term facilities in the state, including limiting visitors to one per day, requiring visitors to wear special protective gear, and screening employees for symptoms before each shift. Governor Jay Inslee.
There are 1,000 people infected today. In 7 or 8 weeks, there could be 64,000 people infected in the state of Washington if we don't somehow slow down this epidemic.
Adults 60 and over are at a higher risk for the virus, especially those with chronic medical conditions. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has taken Michigan, Missouri, and Mississippi in the Tuesday primaries. That's 3 of the 6 states voting, also turning in ballots, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington. Michigan was the state Bernie Sanders was hoping for, as Biden showing a wide lead there, and Sanders won the state 4 years ago. Sanders is hoping on Washington now, where he has polled well.
I think that at the end of the day, in a two-person race, when our record is compared to Biden's, when our vision is compared to Biden's, when we have that debate in Phoenix, I'm feeling pretty good.
Former candidate Andrew Yang has announced he's endorsing Joe Biden. U.S. and Canadian forces worked together to intercept 2 Russian reconnaissance aircraft off the coast of Alaska on Monday, according to the North American Aerospace Defense Command and the Royal Canadian Air Force. U.S. fighter jets escorted it for 4 hours. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study is ranking the happiest cities in America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
And California finishing strong on the happiness scale, according to this new study from WalletHub. It put together the top 200 happiest cities in America based on things like depression rates, income growth rates, and other factors. 3 California cities in the top 5 were Fremont at number 1, San Jose at number 3, Irvine at number 4. Meanwhile, Plano, Texas came in 2nd, Madison, Wisconsin was number 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House says President Trump will skip the annual bipartisan St. Patrick's Day lunch and blamed Nancy Pelosi for missing it. USA's Tim Berg reports.
The annual luncheon is meant to celebrate long-standing relations between the United States and Ireland. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham on why the move was made.
I think that right now he's got a lot of work to do. He's got briefings on the coronavirus. We'll be doing our own thing at the White House for St. Patrick's Day. I think it's exactly true. We don't need to deal with any more of her, you know, little games and her little ripping up of paper. Who knows what she's got planned for this? And that's not what the country should be focused on, is her games and her politics. So the president's going to stay at the White House and work on behalf of the American people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.